This is today's Garden Bite brought to you by DRAM. If you lost your homegrown tomatoes due to a nasty disease called late blight last year, will the disease affect this year's crop? Not likely. Score! The pathogen doesn't survive our winters. It's generally brought in from elsewhere. It can only survive on potato culls or tomato fruit that are sheltered in soil or a warm compost pile. I'll have more on other diseases on GardenBite.com. Late blight is caused by a water mold and needs high levels of moisture to thrive, so if we get a lot of rain, it could be a problem again. If you have any volunteer tomato or potato plants coming up, pull them. Those volunteers can harbor the pathogen. Inspect your plants. Leaves and stems should be green and firm. Avoid any plants with dark, rotten areas. Buy plants that are disease-resistant if there are any left in the garden centers this year. I purchased the kinds that were left behind, which are actually pretty good, Better Boy and Early Girl. Provide space between your tomato plants and be sure to stake them. This allows for better air circulation, which means quicker drying, and keeping them off the ground. Check plants for disease regularly. I have a diagnostic tool from the University of Minnesota on GardenBite.com to help you. Finally, if late blight does show up, infected plants should be buried to prevent movement of airborne spores. Some gardeners place the infected plant in a closed plastic bag and allow it to cook in the sun for several days before burying it in their compost or garden soil to make sure the pathogen's dead. Check out my website, GardenBite.com, and find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, too. DRAM's Color Storm Soaker Ring is great for young trees, shrubs, and raised bed gardens. Thoroughly waters your plants with far less wasted water. The Color Storm Soaker Ring is made in the USA from recycled material. I love their durable hoses, and this new soaker hose is no different. Purchase DRAM at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.